As an adult and a mom of a son, both with ADHD, I know navigating the expectations of life with ADHD can be a challenge. But finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. With the right resources, you can turn your ADHD into your superpower. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD, online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. Starting to take care of your ADHD is as easy as 1, taking a 1-minute free assessment to see if Done can help. 2, booking an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as today or tomorrow. 3, start receiving ongoing care, enjoy online visits, personalized treatment plan, worry-free refills, and 24/7 care. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn your ADHD into your strength.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Your Village Podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline, the place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I am your host, Erin Royer. As promised, today I'm going to talk about car seat safety. As I mentioned last week, children's car seat laws are about to change here in California on January 1st. So I'm going to talk about all the current guidelines, as well as what is changing, briefly discuss different state guidelines, and where you can find information about your state's guidelines. I'll talk about car seat setup and places you can go to get help in properly installing car seats, common errors when strapping in kids and infants that can be dangerous and even fatal. And lastly, I'm going to give some tips on getting toddlers into their seats when they are doing their best to be oppositional and exert their will, which can be very frustrating when we just want or need to go someplace. So here is the sobering truth. Every day, 4 to 5 children die in car crashes. They're the leading cause of death among kids in this country. And yet, most of us are completely untrained about how to keep our kids safe in the car by properly installing the car seat. Now, Alyssa Bayer is a pediatrician and nationally certified child passenger safety instructor, who's also known as the car seat lady. And I follow her on Facebook and Twitter. But she says, across the country, we find greater than 95% misuse of car seats. So that's pretty sobering statistic. Let's start with some basics. There are different types of car seats. The infant seat, which fits baby snugly during the first year or so, and depending on the seat and size of your baby. They face the rear of the car and carry babies from up to 22 pounds or even up to 35 pounds and 29 to 32 inches tall, depending on the seat. These seats usually have a handle for easy carrying. They can snap in and out of a base you can install in the car and in and out of your stroller. And then they also can just go right into the car and be strapped in with a seatbelt if you need to take them in another car. Convertible car seats are larger and heavier than the infant seats. They face the back of the car at first and later turn to face forward, carrying children from birth to somewhere between 40 and 80 pounds and up to 50 inches tall, again depending on the seat. Another type of convertible seat is known as the 3-in-1 or all-in-1 car seat. It changes from a rear-facing convertible to a forward-facing and then into a booster seat for children up to 100 pounds. But note, some 3-in-1 car seats are not for babies. They're forward-facing only and convert from car seat to older toddlers to high-back boosters to backless booster. A booster can be either just the seat or a high back, which can include some type of side head protection. Some high back boosters also have the 5-point harness system in them. Currently in California, and these are the laws that are not changing, a child needs to stay in a booster seat until 8 years of age or 4 feet 9 inches tall. So that means we can't let a 6 or 7-year-old sit on the car seat unless they've reached 4 feet 9 inches tall. And that's very tall, because I have a very tall 7-year-old, but he's 4 feet 5 inches tall. Very tall for his age. He towers over a lot of 8-year-olds and even some 9-year-olds, but he still has 4 inches to go to reach that criteria. So he won't be out of his booster seat until he reaches at least 8, although I'll probably keep him in it longer. Between the ages of 4 and 8, kids can be in either a convertible seat or a booster. You would move out of the convertible seat once the child has reached the weight or height limit for that seat. Once you move to a booster, the high back booster with a 5-point harness system is always the safest until they reach the height or weight limit for that harness system. From 2 to 4 years, you can use either a convertible seat or a 3-in-1. Children under 4 must be properly secured in a car seat with an internal harness. So now I'll cover the laws that are changing here in California. Now, if you want to see a visual of all these rules for California, you can go to the website at yourvillageonline.com/podcast/child safety seats, and you can find a couple of printouts there or things you could pin and then just look at later to have these laws spelled out in front of you so that you can go over them and really understand them. Now, the part of the law that is changing is that babies and toddlers must stay rear-facing up to age 2. Currently, it's until 1 year of age, but research has shown that babies and toddlers are 5 times safer when they are rear-facing. If you are in an accident, that's a pretty significant difference. Currently, California, New Jersey, and Oklahoma have the strictest child safety seat laws. To find the laws for your state, you can go to drivinglaws.aaa.com. So that's drivinglaws.aaa.com/tag/child-passenger-safety. Now, I know that's a mouthful. So you can also go to the Your Village website podcast page for this episode that I just mentioned, yourvillageonline.com/podcast/child safety seats to find the link to that. So now I'll get into some information on the installation of safety seats. For a great resource on choosing and installing seats, you can go to www.safercar.gov/car seat. I also added this link to the podcast episode page, yourvillageonline.com/podcast/child safety seats. It has some great tools for entering your child's age, height, and weight, and letting you know the right kind of seat. You can compare car seat makes and models with their Finder tool, evaluate car seat features, and then the installation steps, as well as information on registering your car seat. Then you can also sign up to get recall notifications on your car seat right from their website as well. So this site has videos on how to install each of the different kinds of seats. The first thing you want to do is check your vehicle owner's manual to find out which types of seats can go in which seats. Some vehicles have different anchoring systems, and not all seats are compatible with all cars or in every seat of a car. Obviously, you want to install the seats in the back whenever possible. But for instance, my SUV has a third row. We have three kids, so we wanted to separate them out a little bit. So we have a third row. The back row seats don't have the same anchoring system as the middle row. So after you figure out where you want the seats and what kind of anchoring system is in place, you can start looking at seats to make sure you choose something compatible. In most cases, you won't have a problem putting almost any car seat in any seat in the back of a car. But I've seen parents buy a seat that doesn't have the compatible latch system, or it doesn't get in there and fit snugly, and they have to return the seat and go get another, which can be a huge pain. I also personally recommend having the seats installed by a professional. In every state, there are places to get this done free of charge. In California, any highway patrol office offers this service. You can sign up for a day and time online. Sometimes hospitals will also have a car seat install day. To find a place near you, go to the same site I mentioned before, safecar.gov/car seat. On the left-hand side, down just a little bit, is a red rectangle that says Get Your Seat Inspected. Click on that, and then that page has a drop-down to search by state or zip code. It's very cool. I also have a link right to the search page from the podcast episode page that I've already mentioned, but I'll mention it again, yourvillageonline.com/podcast/child safety seats. So all these resources from this podcast episode will be available on that page.
This episode is sponsored by By Heart. By Heart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, By Heart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. By Heart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. By Heart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code PARENTING for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code PARENTING for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code PARENTING at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
There are also specialists who are trained to do car seat fitting and install for a living. So if there isn't a place close to you or the wait is too long, sometimes the CHP waiting time can be weeks out. You can always find someone who is certified and then pay for it. And I actually had this on my to-do list before each of our babies were born. I got my seats and car into the CHP office to have the seats properly installed about a month before they were due. I then went in every 3 to 6 months to have them reinstalled because they loosen over time. They need to fit super snug and not slide at all, and getting that fit can be a challenge. Also, if you have a floor anchor system on the car seat, these would be for forward-facing seats, and no anchor in the floor behind the seat, tuck those suckers down behind the seat and hook it to something so it doesn't fly up around the seat and hit your child. The ends are metal, and in an accident, if they come flying around to the front, they could do a lot of damage. Now, if your child is in a booster, then obviously the booster just sits on the seat and isn't strapped down. But some high back boosters do still have the anchors. We actually have the Britax Frontier 90 high back boosters. It has both an anchor, and this is an amazing feature, they call the click tight. The back of the seat clicks out with a press of two buttons, and you thread the seat belt through there and hook it in. Once it's tight, you then click the back down into place, and it tightens that seat belt really tight, and this seat is super snug. It does not move. Even I can get that one installed all on my own. Plus, it's super easy to move from car to car if you need that. Now, these suckers are heavy, though, and a bit awkward to carry, but they're really safe. We kept our oldest in the five-point harness system until it started to get too tight on his crotch and he was complaining about it. So then you can just use the seatbelt in the normal way, with a booster. But they have the extra head protection, both back and side impact. I think the latest version of this seat is actually called the Britax Click Tight. So now, when it comes to strapping toddlers or babies into seats, here are some common mistakes. Not choosing the right seat for the child's age, height, or weight. And I've covered where to go to do your research on that. But also make sure to be cognizant of when your child outgrows his or her seat. Know the height and weight limits for the current seat and be ready when he or she is getting closer to hitting the limits. Also, never buy a used seat. You will never know if it's been in an accident or if all the parts are still there or if it's expired. Car seats expire 6 years after the manufacture date. The second common mistake is installing the car seat incorrectly, which I also already covered, so you'll know how to do this. But also, just to add a couple tips if you decide to do it yourself. Not putting enough weight on the seat as it's being installed. This was my issue. I just couldn't push down hard enough. I don't weigh enough, and I could never get it snug. Also, forgetting to use the tether or anchor if the anchor is available, or not tucking it in if it's not available. Forgetting to put the seat belt in lock mode. That's when you pull it out all the way and then it clicks and you retract it back to where it's snug and pulls the car seat snug. Using both anchors and the seat belt. You don't want to do that. You want to use either the anchors or the seat belt, not both. Attaching the lower anchors and tethers to the wrong points in the car. If they are not actual anchors for car seats, don't use them. This can be very dangerous as it probably won't hold in an accident. Common mistake with this is to anchor it to the cargo hooks. Not fitting the harness properly around the child. If you were to jump from a third story window, which is the equivalent impact of a 30 mile an hour crash, a parachute that is snugly attached to your body will bring you to a stop that is slow and gentle as possible. And this is the role of the harness in the car seat. It needs to be snug in order to do its job. You should be able to fit one finger between your child's collarbone and the strap. The chest clip needs to be even with the armpits. This is the one I see a lot in pictures when parents post pics of their cute little babies on Facebook, but the chest strap a lot of times is down too low and or the harness is too loose. The chest strap is just that, a chest strap for the chest. If it's too low, it can cause severe internal damage in a car crash. Also, do not use any accessories that didn't come with the seat or are not certified to be used with car seats, like seat covers or bundlers. Also, no extra clothing like jackets should be worn in car seats that use any harness system. They won't get in there tight enough, and they are in danger of being harmed in an accident. Turning kids around to forward facing too soon. Again, rear facing is 5 times safer, even at 2 years of age. So keep kids rear facing as long as possible. Now, I've heard parents say that they turn their little ones around before two because they're tall and it looks uncomfortable. But toddlers really don't know the difference. If rear facing is all they know, they're perfectly content with it. Our oldest son, Carter, as I mentioned, is pretty tall. He's already 54 inches tall, taller than a lot of 8-year-olds and even some 9-year-olds, and he's always been taller than average, but I kept him rear facing until almost 3. He would just put his legs up crisscross. Keep toddlers rear facing as long as possible until they outgrow that car seat. Getting rid of the booster too early. As I mentioned, in California and many other states, the law requires kids to be 4'9" tall before they can just use the seatbelt without a booster. So that means we can't let a 6 or 7-year-old sit on the car seat unless they've reached 4'9" tall. Let's go to the AAA site I mentioned earlier, drivinglaws.aaa.com/tag/child-passenger-safety to find out the laws for your state. Or, of course, you can go to the podcast page, yourvillageonline.com/podcast/child-safety-seats to see all of these resources in one place. The next common mistake, letting kids in the front seat too soon. The front seat is not safe for kids 13 and under. Airbags can damage young bodies whose skeletal systems are not fully formed. Also, hitting the windshield is a danger for younger kids. So they are much safer in the back seat. The next common mistake is parents not wearing seatbelts. As with everything, children model what they see. So when parents don't wear seatbelts, it sends the message that they aren't that important. In the same vein, always strap kids in, even just to go down the block. And lastly, kids tucking the shoulder belt under the arm. I caught my 5-year-old son doing this as we pulled out from our spot after picking him up from school. I read him the riot act. Then just the other day, a mom took to social media to share what happened to her daughter when she was in an accident with her dad and had the belt tucked under her arm. It sliced into her abdomen, and according to surgeons, she was practically cut in two. The surgeons couldn't even repair a lot of it, so she's being held together by a binder until her body heals itself back together. She's really lucky to be alive. And I don't want to hear about anyone else's sweet kids and babies being hurt, improper install or fitting in car seats. So hopefully this information will save some heartache. So now I want to shift to a little lighter topic, and that is some tips for getting toddlers into car seats when they are feeling especially oppositional. Set the boundary while staying completely calm and confident. I know you don't feel like getting in your car seat right now, but you need to be safe on the ride in the car. Calm and confident can rub off, just like stress and frustration. So to limit your child's stress and frustration, stay calm. You can offer a choice. Would you like to hold teddy bear or horsey while I strap you in? Also, you can have a rule. Tell your toddler that the car won't start until she's buckled up. This is most effective when you're on your way somewhere fun. And I've had this with a couple of my kids from time to time also. Since there's 3 of them, sometimes one of the younger ones wouldn't be happy about the seat they got when they were the last one into the car, and so they would refuse to buckle. And I would just say, well, we'll just stay here until you're ready. I can't drive the car if you aren't in your seatbelt. And I'd pull out my phone and play around. Soon enough, the offending child would strap in. You could make her lovey backle. You can make his lovey buckle up in the seat beside him. Now, some parenting experts will recommend distraction, and some others recommend staying away from it. I fall into that camp. If you've listened to my class on discipline tools for toddlers, you know I don't recommend this method because it removes opportunity to learn skills like accepting no for an answer and learning to accept boundaries or learning how to deal with feelings of frustration. Distraction is used when a parent wants to sidestep dealing with it. But kids need these opportunities to feel frustrated and practice dealing with it, or it won't get better. Now, with that being said, if you have a young toddler under 2, and they can be pretty unreasonable, who just has a complete fit every time and it's an exhausting ordeal and you just need to get somewhere, by all means, use it. Offer a toy or a book while you strap your child in, or something to keep them busy. You'll have lots of other opportunities to help your child learn to deal with frustration, as long as this doesn't become a go-to tool every time your child starts to melt down about something. So that's the end of our podcast today. If you have a parenting question you'd like answered, you can send an email to podcast@yourvillageonline.com. Now, on next week's episode, I'm going to be discussing rewards and punishments. And I talk a lot about this also in my intro to discipline class on the website, but I'll be giving some really good information about rewards and punishments and why they really don't work for the long term and some of the negative side effects of those and things to do instead. Thanks for listening to this episode and see you next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.